This is Reverend Ann Preswell of Divinely Intuitive Business. We are here for the 25 Clients in 25 Days program. We're number 8, and today's call is all about, I just want clients to show up, right? What's so cool about this particular topic is that, like, everybody wants that. Like, we all just want our clients just to show up, right? And show up with money, right? Just show up and be ready to do the work and be willing and be coachable and all of that. What would it take to be the space where our clients do show up like magic? What would it take to be the space where it feels like magic when we do our launches or when we do our marketing? What would it take to feel magical all the time? To me, that's the question. Right? What would it take for me to be the space of magic on an ongoing basis? Magic in my business, magic in my life, magic in my money. What would it take to be the space of magic? All right, let's do some tapping, everyone. Let's call in our guides, call in our angels, take in a nice deep breath, call in the divine. We say thank you. With full hearts, grateful minds, for the awareness of who we truly are, for the clarity and the willingness to show up as that. Thank you for the clearing of anything that is in the way of our showing up in this way. We say thank you, and so it is. All right, start tapping, tap up your head, even though I want clients to show up. Just show up, please. I don't really want to have to do a lot of work to go get them. Sometimes I don't even know what I have to do in order to go get them. But I do know I want them here. I want them in my life. I want to see them. I want to support them. I want to help them. I want to work with them. And I want to be paid for the work I do, even though I just want my own magic wand. I want my magic wand, and I want people to recognize the ways in which I am magic. Heck, I want me to recognize the ways in which I am magic. And there are times when I do. There are times when I am so clear that I am an incredible, magical, manifesting being. And then there are times when I get confused, when I forget, when I don't know. There are times when I get frustrated with myself, when I get frustrated with those around me, when I get frustrated. And I think, I don't know what's going on. And then I remember that all is in divine order. Then I remember that everything is always working out for me. And I remind myself that I am expecting things to work out for me. I remind myself that it's okay to have things work out for me. It's okay to have a life that isn't filled with drama. It's okay to have a life where life is smooth and ease-filled and joy-filled. It's okay to have a life where love reigns, where trust in myself and in the process and in the divine is the way I roll. It's okay to have that kind of a life. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be happy. It's okay to be the essence of flow. And when I realize that I am out of alignment, that I'm running my stories, that I'm back in my ego, back in fear, back in must do this right,
must do it a certain way, should happen a certain way. When I realize I am doing that, I turn into gratitude. I turn to gratitude and I turn into gratitude. I become gratitude. I choose gratitude. I choose recognizing everything is working out for me. And it may look different from what I think it should. And I remember all the times that things worked out for me differently than what I thought they should, and how much better they turned out because of that. Because the divine has my back. The divine has my back. And I can trust that. I don't have to control everything. I don't have to make it happen. I can be the space of allowing, of trusting, of taking those actions that might seem frightening, but knowing full well that my guidance, my intuition is guiding me to that right next step. And I can trust it. And if I don't, I'll be guided again. I'll have another opportunity. I can trust. I can trust that everything is always working out for me in the highest and best good. For that, I am profoundly grateful. I am profoundly grateful. I trust myself. I trust my guidance. I trust my guides. I trust my angels. I trust the divine. I am trustworthy. I am profoundly intuitive. I trust my intuition. I trust that I am cared for and guided and protected. I trust my path. I trust myself. I trust the divine. I trust. I trust. And I know that my clients are looking for me. I know that I have what they need. I know that they want what I'm offering. I know that they seek what I am sharing with the world. And I allow them to find me. I clear my energetic blocks, the things that say it can't be easy, it must be hard, because it's always been hard. I clear anything that is in the way of me being the space of magic, of me being magic, of me owning my magic, of me claiming my magic, of me sharing my magic, of me celebrating my magic. I clear that which says, no, you can't. No, you shouldn't. Don't be too visible. Don't let them see. Don't do that. Do something safe. I choose differently. I choose differently. I choose to be magic. I choose to be magic. I choose to call in every breath of magic that I have, every breath of magic that I am. I call it in so that I may be that in full expression for myself, for my clients, for my business, for my life, for my finances, for my relationships. I call in me as magical being, and I claim it. I am magic. I am magic. I am magic. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my truth, and so it is. Nice deep breath, everyone. Nice deep breath. Magical beings, this is who we are. As we share ourselves with the world, as we take ourselves out into the world, claiming our magic so that we know we are magic. Everything flows from there. So, all right, Divine Ones, we will have another engaging, delightful, wonderful, wonder-filled conversation tomorrow. I will see you on the call. Go get your divine on, everyone. Have a beautiful afternoon. Bye, everybody.